This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 podcast, the Wichita State edition, brought to you by Barnett's Pub in Waco, Texas. Stop by Barnett's for good food and libations, located off Franklin Avenue in Waco between 4th and 5th Streets. Great partner of Sikkim 365, did an awesome job with the tailgates this year and looking forward to a continued partnership in the future. Baylor dropped a game 71-63 in their first road test of the year to Wichita State, and this brings the Bears' record to 5-3 on the year. There's a lot to talk about in this one, so let's jump right into it. First of all, Baylor fell behind 33 points in the first half. They look like a complete disaster from a preparation, chemistry, and an effort standpoint early in the game. The theme right now is chemistry. This team lacks chemistry. They also lack an ability to put the ball in the basket from three-point range. They finished the game 4-for-22 from three, so that is now 14-for-66, 21% from three in their first three games away from the Farrell Center. That will not get it done, to be Captain Obvious here. Baylor made a furious second-half comeback, and they cut the lead to about five with 3 minutes to go. Mario Kegler clanked a three-point shot. He was 0-for-6 from three tonight, and then Wichita State kept it over five in the final couple minutes. The Shockers out-rebounded the Bears 44-37. The Bears had 14 turnovers and only 5 assists. About 8 of those turnovers came early in the game. We had 12 points for Kegler and Clark, 10 points for McClure, 9 points each for Vital and Mason. Butler came off the bench to score 5. Matthew Meyer had 4. And Devontae Bandu continues to struggle with his shot in recent games, but he chipped in 2. Wichita State was led by 21 from Haynes Jones. He was on fire early from three. They had 15 from their All-American candidate, Marcus McDuffie, and 18 from freshman Eric Stevenson. Now the Bears have a long break in action before heading to Tucson, Arizona in 2 weeks on December 15th to take on the Arizona Wildcats on the road. And hopefully they'll look a lot better with 2 weeks of preparation and being able to work together in practice. All right, so I got some observations here. I'm going to start with the positive. All fans want is a team that plays hard, never quits, shows a lot of grit, a lot of toughness. And the Bears have done that consistently under Scott Drew in the past. Now, they've dug a lot of big holes, but they never give up. We saw the Louisville comeback. I think they were down 19, ended up winning that game against the top-ranked Louisville team a few years ago. But obviously, many teams would fold down 33, especially on the road. But the Bears kept fighting. They made it interesting by cutting it to 5, and you have to love the fight, so we have to give it up for that. Free throw shooting was pretty good, 13-for-16, 81%. That's an encouraging sign. That's winning basketball right there. Tristan Clark had some great footwork in the post. He continues to block a lot of shots. He's now got 21 block shots on the year through 8 games, and last year he only had 29 all season. He's by no means a great defender, but he does a good job of protecting the rim at times, and that's desperately needed. The Bears are actually number one in the country in block percentage right now, according to KenPom, and Tristan's a big reason why. One characteristic of Scott Drew teams is that they're always a good offensive rebounding team. This squad is no exception. They're 30th in the country in offensive rebounding percentage, which is helped by the amount of long rebounds coming from their three-point attempts. There's been some real bricks. And sometimes an air ball will help too, because the defense certainly doesn't expect an air ball when they try to box you out. But Tristan and Mark are very good in this area. Matthew Meyer played under control tonight. I was encouraged by that. He showed some good decision-making. I thought he played good team basketball. That's a really encouraging sign, because that guy obviously has huge upside. And hopefully by the middle of conference, we'll begin to see that come to fruition. This team loves to dig a hole. They get shovels out early. Let's take a look at their last 4 games. They fell behind 18-5 to Ole Miss, 20-16 to George Mason. They were down 23-14 to South Dakota. And then, of course, tonight's whopper, 42-9 to Wichita State. So, obviously, these are some of the things that are not positive and need improvement. Chemistry is not very good right now. Too much dribbling. The ball movement is stagnant. Stone hands. The defensive rotations in the first half were really bad. They got better as the game went along. We might be leading the country right now in airballed shots. We throw up a lot of air balls. Poor turnover to assist ratio. Having your primary point guard, Mekhi Mason, not practicing every day is really showing. And obviously Mario Kegler missing the first six games. He's showing some good signs. I thought he really came to life in the second half tonight. But he's been shooting it terrible from the outside. No way to sugarcoat that. And he looks a little heavy. Looks like he could lose about 10 to 15 pounds. Hopefully, this will get a lot better, starting with the game at Arizona. I have a lot of respect for Greg Marshall and Wichita State. But let's face it, Arizona is a giant step up in the type of athlete and talent that we're going to be facing and the kind of athletes we'll be facing in the Big 12 on a regular basis. So we got to get better quick. Mekhi Mason, not good tonight. You know, he's not practicing much, so you can kind of understand that. He's got to find his rhythm quick because his offensive efficiency was really poor tonight. 68 rating by KenPom. He's going to need to play much, much better for Baylor to have a chance to make some noise this year. Or Jared Butler is going to need to grow up in a hurry. Butler does some really good things, but like most freshmen, just a lot of inconsistency. This is an inexperienced team, and it's a team lacking in chemistry right now. But make no mistake, it's not a young team. Most of these guys that are playing heavy minutes are 21-plus years old. They just haven't played together much. The three freshmen that are getting minutes, they're young. Matthew Meyer, Butler, Thamba. But this is not a young team overall. All these other guys that we're talking about, you know, Bondu, you know, obviously he's a JUCO transfer. And the starting five, Kegler, Vital, Mekhi Mason, McClure, Tristan Clark, have all been in college for at least 2 years. It's interesting to note that Darius Allen and Freddie Gillespie have not gotten any action the last two games. The rotation really seems to be the five starters right now, Mason, McClure, Vital, Kegler, and Clark, and then Bondu, Butler, Meyer, and Thamba coming off the bench. All right, just for some perspective, lots of teams struggle on the road early in the year, and especially with their first road test. I was not surprised at all by that. Obviously, 42-9 is a bit of a shock, but the road is a lot different than scrimmages, a lot different than neutral, and a lot different than home. And teams tend to shoot really poorly on the road in their first road test. And, you know, Baylor certainly did that tonight. Top 25 teams, many of them losing on the road. We got Kansas State lost to Marquette by 12 today, road game. Purdue got spanked by 17 at Michigan. Michigan may be the best team in the country. Texas lost to Radford by 3. Kansas struggled with a 4-3 Stanford team before needing a Legero Vic 3 to bail them out at the end of regulation and send the game to overtime. I'm just assuming both of those games were road games. Hard to imagine Texas and Kansas laying eggs like that at home. All right, speaking of Kansas, how about Legero Vic? This guy beats up a women's basketball player a couple years ago. I think self-suspended him a game, maybe a half. I can't really remember the details now. Then he declares for the NBA draft. Many of the media outlets actually tweeted out that he signed with an agent, which would make him ineligible to come back to Kansas. Must have been some fake news because he came back. Now he's a senior, and I doubt Kansas would do anything to skirt the NCAA rules. Bill Self said as much before the NCAA FBI trial, which made all kinds of salacious accusations against that program under oath. But that, you know, obviously all accusations at this point. Back to Vic. The guy's averaging 20 points per game, shooting 58% from three. Very high volume. He's shooting over 7 attempts per game. He's definitely an early candidate for all Big 12. He's been sensational. They must have some kind of high-tech tracking device in those balls at Allen Fieldhouse. Seems like all these seniors just shoot the lights out by the time they become seniors at Kansas. That's enough Kansas talk. Tomorrow, Baylor finds out what bowl they're going to go to. I'll say the Texas Bowl if OU's in the college football playoff, and the Liberty Bowl if OU does not make the college playoff. So we'll see how right I am. By the time this podcast airs, we'll probably have our answer. Here's hoping to better basketball as the season progresses. These last four games have made my eyes bleed at times. Thanks for listening to the Sic'em 365 postgame wrap-up, brought to you by Barnett's Pub in Waco, Texas.